So today, we are continuing studying about seeing Jesus, which is the theme for the church. And we're going to use a woman in the Bible with the issue of blood. We're going to use the story to see how she saw Jesus. And then I would bring in my own life how I have seen Jesus and how Jesus is still working. Hallelujah. Shall we, Heidi, could you please read Luke chapter 8, verse 40 to 48, please?
Yeah, it's up on the screen as well if you want to follow it or in your Bibles. That's why I can't see it. I haven't got my glasses on. Now, when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12 years, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, and no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, and I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace."
Thank you. Hallelujah. So we're talking about this woman who has suffered with this issue of blood for 12 years. It's about seeing Jesus. This woman with this issue of blood, I'm sure she, before seeing Jesus and touching Jesus' clothes, she has heard about Jesus. She had heard the nature of Jesus. She had heard who Jesus was. And therefore, she had faith, believing that if she touches Jesus' cloth, she will be healed. Now, about this woman, this is a woman with 12 years bleeding continuously. I'm sure she might have spent all her wealth and everything, her money, seen consultants and everything, with no avail. I'm sure at that time and even now, a woman, less class citizen, a woman with issue of blood, unclean, a woman with, perhaps they've labeled her, there she comes with this issue of blood. So this woman, I'm sure, might be living in fear, humiliation, trembling, called herself, and then seeing Jesus, hearing about Jesus, knowing the nature of Jesus, this woman determined, if only I'll touch the cloth of Jesus. But then I'm thinking, she wouldn't have it easy coming out of her comfort zone or coming out of her room to meet the crowd. The Bible says there were so many crowds, Jesus was even crushed. So this woman, thinking, I'm going back to this public again. This same public that obviously have labeled me. This same public, this same crowd, this same people, society. I'm going out again. But then there is obstacles that this woman has to push through. She has to push through this obstacle of insecurity. She has to push through this obstacle of fear and what people will say, and meeting the same people that might have labeled her. So she has to push through these obstacles. So meeting Jesus, going out, and then even she couldn't even face Jesus. The Bible says she even touched Jesus behind Jesus. I'm sure how she might have pushed herself through, squeezing through to touch Jesus. So she did touch Jesus eventually. seeing Jesus, hearing about Jesus, knowing the nature of Jesus, having faith, pushing through obstacles to reach out to Jesus. This is exactly what this woman did. And seeing Jesus in my own life, as a child, well, I lost my mom when I was 4 years. So I was an orphan and, so I was living with people from one family to another. And obviously, there was a domestic violence in where I was living, so I had to flee the house. So I was living in uncompleted building. So as a child, for about 8-9 years, living there, with no torn clothes, no food, no security, no protection, no a child of that age sitting there, I just asking God, why all this suffering? But I saw Jesus in there. Even in the midst of that, what I was going through, I still saw Jesus. Jesus kept me safe. Jesus protected me. I came out, I met a stranger, and this stranger obviously offered to give me food and all that. So that my childhood life, I saw Jesus. As a teenager, again, I saw Jesus because I had to sell. I had to go to people's houses, work for them, and get their leftover food. It got to a time I was thinking, God, where are you? Why am I suffering like this? Where are you? Because I knew God. I knew you were there. But then I had to go through all this. But through all that, Jesus was there with me. I saw Jesus because Jesus enabled me, although I went through these struggles of, doing chores from one house to another, fetching water, cleaning, and saving money to pay my fees and all that. Jesus was still with me. Jesus didn't leave me. I saw Jesus and I had faith, although not that much faith, but I knew that there would definitely be a way in my life. There would definitely be a miracle in the way of my life. So I held on to that faith. But then it wasn't easy, that journey. So my teenage life, eventually, I gathered, money, paid for my fees, went to school. And then my adult life as well, still seeing Jesus in it, still seeing Jesus. So many ways. One of the ways that I've seen Jesus that we really want to talk about is, I'm a social worker. I work for Warsaw Council. I've worked for Warsaw Council for nearly 11 years. I did the course in Hull, and during that time, obviously, I faced so many challenges. It got to a time I felt like dropping off from that course because there was a subject, if you fail twice, they would just take off your name. I failed twice. And the board had to sit to decide whether they should consider me or not. So I again went on my knees, prayed, saw Jesus. They wanted to give me another consideration. So they allowed me in. But then I was thinking, they were thinking of either allowing me to stay behind my year group because I had to rewrite. But then they made a decision that I'll go on with my year group. But however, I had to do the extra. So that was a miracle in itself. So I finished, and then I got a job in Warsaw. We're then living in Hull. I got a job in Warsaw, and then I moved over here. Warsaw Council had to get the work permit for me to be able to start working here. So I moved over here, and I remember when I got the job, I was jumping everywhere. Oh, God, there is a miracle working. God, jumping there. I joined Warsaw Council. They got the work permit for me. 2 years into the job, we all had to reapply for our job again because they needed just 50% of the social workers. So at that time, my faith was tested again. And then I asked God, God, I thought I heard you clearly. I thought you spoke to me. I thought I heard you. I thought I've got a job. And Warsaw Council had applied for the work permit for me. So this means if I don't have a job, I don't have a status in living here because I was here because of the work permit. So I was saying, God, I don't only need the job. I need the status. And the scary bit was my family were dependent on me. So if I don't get the job and I don't get the work the status, that means it's not just me packing home. I'm packing home with my family as well. Along that time, I said, God, I know you are able. I've seen you before. Then the Red Sea came, the story of Moses leading the Israelites came to my mind. And I'm thinking, this is like I've been left in the Red Sea. This is how I feel. You know, God rescued me. God, you know, brought me from all this far. And then brought me to Warsaw Council. And I've even praised God. I've praised you. And then I've come to the middle of the sea here, facing it all over again. God, where are you? And then I started. Yesterday is gone, another day has come. Do something new in my life. Yesterday is gone, another day has come. Do something new in my life. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord, I cannot do without you. I can't do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, I cannot do without you. I can't do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord. So that was my song. Hallelujah. So that was my song, and I sang to God, and I said, God, I was scared, I was feared, I was so afraid, to be honest, but yet, even I was going around encouraging people, my colleague, I went to the office one day, and I told my manager, you know what, I know Warsaw Council provides me the job and provides me the work permit, but yet I know that my God actually is the provider here, not Warsaw Council. So I know that my God who brought me far will never leave me nor forsake me. For his name is I am that I am. And once he says his word, it comes until it's performed. It doesn't go back to him void. So God will see me through. But then, having this faith and going through, I had to push through. I had to prepare. So I went, gathered myself, went to the library, you know, prepared as if it was my fresh job, you know, and prepared and just went for the interview. I went for this interview, and the panel, one person was off sick. So a service manager had to replace that person. So I went there, they asked me the questions and everything. I answered, and then, you know, from my experience, a panel interview, when they ask you the question, one person is not, you know, writing or right, you'll be thinking, either I'm actually saying rubbish, or this I'm saying really non-fact, what they call it, because this person, the service manager, was not writing anything. I'm thinking, gosh, oh, I'm failing here. She's not writing. She's just gazing at me like that. Gazing at me, I was like, what am I saying wrong? But the others were writing. So actually, I was a bit scared. So after that, she said, sorry, Florence. Oh, I missed it. Can you repeat everything that you said all over again? I'm sorry, because it's so amazing hearing you. And it's an opportunity to know you more. thank you so much. Can she started thanking me, and I said, ooh, that means I've said something, right? So couple of days back, you know what? I said, God, I've done it all. I leave the rest to you. They called me back, and I was trembling, really trembling, because they had called 4 people, and only 1 person had had the job. So I was the next being called to the. I said, Shiki, I started praying, God, to Shakarama, Shikarama. Today is the day. They called Shakarama, Shikarama. They called me in, and they said, Florence, how do you feel? I said, you know, I really, can you just tell me? Can you just tell me? They said, well, congratulations. I jumped like that. I said, what did you say again? I said, congratulations. What did you say again? Congratulations. I ran back. I ran out of the office. And they called me back in. Come back, Florence. I said, I thought you said I've gone through. What else? They said, no, it's not all. We just want you to. I'm thinking, what else? They said, we just wanted you to find out from you if it's okay to obviously send your details to the higher management, because there were 3 people that did outstanding in the interview, and you were one of them. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Seeing Jesus, having faith, pushing through the obstacles. Hallelujah. This is Jesus we're talking about. Back to this woman. Jesus, when she touched Jesus' cloth, Jesus asked, who has touched my cloth? But you'll be thinking, why is Jesus asking this? Actually, you're in the middle of a crowd and people are bound to touch you. Why would Jesus? Of course, Jesus would even know who has touched it. Jesus being Jesus. But yet, Jesus meant a power has released from him. So it's not an ordinary touch. And I could imagine how this woman was feeling when Jesus asked that. Perhaps she was thinking, oh my gosh, I've got into trouble and all that. So Jesus told this woman, daughter, your faith has made you healed. Hallelujah. Jesus called this woman daughter. Hello? Is there a father and daughter relationship there? When Jesus meets your specific need, specific miracle, he gives you a new life, a new identity, a new relationship. Daughter. This woman's issue has not just been healed. The blood of issue has not been healed. She's found a new relationship as well. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Hallelujah. Jesus does not only meet our miracle, does not only meet our needs. He transforms us. He renews us. He gives us a new identity. You can imagine this woman with this issue of blood, humiliated, fearful, shameful, labeled, outcast. But yet, Jesus calling her, woman, daughter, a new identity altogether. This woman, life has changed forever. I was just praying for God to just see me through to get that, you know, work through to get my work permit. But God transformed me through the job. He increased my confidence. He made me feel more valued. He did not only meet my specific need there. Seeing Jesus, having faith, pushing through your obstacles. There are obstacles, but you need to push through them if you want to touch the garment of Jesus. Hallelujah. The lesson learned from my story is to see Jesus in the midst of the trouble, see Jesus. Jesus is still there. His other working behind, working beside, working beneath, but he's still there. To have faith and hope based on knowing Jesus. To push through any obstacle that would come your way. Seeing Jesus. Having faith. Pushing through the obstacles to touch the garment of Jesus. My question is, what stage in your life are you believing to see Jesus? What do you have to do? What faith do you have to reach out to Jesus? And what obstacles in your life are likely to obstruct you from touching the garment of Jesus? May God bless you. Thank you.
Stay down. I'm going to get you to pray for us. Wow. Absolutely incredible. Praise God. Praise God. You know, let's stand together. Actually, I'm going to ask Florence to pray for us. That was an amazing word that God has brought to us through Florence this morning. You know, we are truly blessed and privileged to hear God speak like that. And Florence, can you pray for us?
Father, we thank you and we give you all the glory. The glory belongs to you. And we thank you for your word that has come out. We thank you so much for your word that has reached your people today. Father, we pray for everyone here, Lord, that your word will go out to them, that they will see Jesus, Lord. Those who have not seen Jesus in their life will see Jesus. And those who have already seen Jesus will begin to see you more, Jesus, in their lives. We pray that any obstacles that need to be overcome, Lord Jesus, they would be able to overcome this obstacle in the name of Jesus. We pray that, Lord, that the obstacle of insecurity, the obstacle of fear, the obstacle of illness, the obstacle of doubts, the obstacle of humiliation, depression, Lord, you know it, them all. I pray that, Lord, she will come out and touch your garments. The garment of Jesus, Lord, that we need to touch to see you. As you did it for this woman who touched your garment and got healed and you transformed this woman into a new identity. You are the same Jesus that we know today. Therefore, we invite you into our lives. Transform us, renew us, give us a new identity. Help us to be able to reach out to you in our individual lives. Every stage of life that we are. Every issue of blood that we are facing right now in our lives. We pray, Holy Spirit. We touch the garment of Jesus. By faith, we touch the garment of Jesus right now. We thank you, Jesus, for healing us. Healing our brokenhearted, healing our emptiness, healing our depression, healing our fear and doubts. We thank you for wiping us away that issue of blood in our life and giving us a new identity. Thank you, Lord, for calling us your children, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this new identity that we have in you. Thank you. We bless your name. We honor you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray that, Lord, every soul here, Lord, will be blessed. We thank you and your name be glorified and glorified again. In Jesus' name, amen.